This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. A federal judge ruled on Friday that the NCAA cannot prevent colleges and athletic conferences from compensating men's basketball and football players for the use of their names, images, and likenesses. Citing antitrust laws, Judge Claudia Wilkin issued a 99-page ruling against the NCAA and in favor of former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon and his fellow plaintiffs. Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports joins me now. Dan, what are the key points in this ruling?
Well, I think we're going to find that out as this goes along, but the basic premise is that the NCAA does not have the right to just unilaterally claim the ability to sell and market someone else's likeness, particularly in perpetuity. The concept of amateurism, which the NCAA clings to, which is a fairly nebulous ideal, just didn't hold water. And one of the key arguments the NCAA tried to say was college sports would be irreparably harmed and unpopular if players were compensated in any way. Judge Wilkins said, no, college sports would continue to be popular if players had the ability to make some kind of money outside of tuition, room, and board.
The NCAA can set a cap on payments, but must at least set aside $5,000 per player per year. Does the idea of the cap make the ruling any less significant?
In monetary ways, yes. But I think all of this would have to be negotiated out. I mean, even when you talk to the O'Bannon attorneys, nobody wants an overwhelming ruling that was going to crumble college athletics. They want to all work together and be at the table and figure out a way to come up with compensation. Remember, this case came about because Ed O'Bannon, a retired player, saw himself in a video game the NCAA was selling and said, why am I not getting a part of this? But I don't even have the right to refuse to be in the game.
Do you see in Friday's decision evidence that there will be a major change in the way the revenue sports will operate?
I think there's no question that there'll be a change in the way the revenue sports operate. I mean, you basically have had a long-standing argument of people saying the NCAA system is illogical or immoral. You have a federal judge saying it's also illegal. There's just no way that you're not going to be able to say, where's my cut? The NCAA has just constantly clung to the argument of you can't be paid because you're an amateur, and the reason you're an amateur is because you aren't paid. And it was an illogical argument that just infuriated people for years, and now that's been blown up. So there's a long road here, but this is a significant blow to the NCAA amateur model that really no other organizations in business anywhere in the world uses other than the NCAA.
This case doesn't exactly get to the basic issue of should players be paid. Is there a much bigger end game on the horizon?
The model that the NCAA has clung to and college sports has clung to for 100 years isn't just under assault. It's getting beaten up at this point. And obviously this ruling just opens the floodgates for additional lawsuits. They brought this upon themselves because for so many years, the NCAA never, ever bent. They just became more and more militant as they were turning this into a greater commercial enterprise. They have to come to the table now, or you're going to have Judge Wilkins decide what's going to happen.
Dan Wetzel is a columnist for Yahoo Sports and a regular guest here on Only a Game as well. Dan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill.